And with me is Warner Pidgeon, who stayed on after our chat about the Billericay Credit Union. I thought we'd have a chat about the Billericay Street Pastors. So, yeah, Warner, I had a nice chat a few months ago with Phil Norton from the Billericay Street Pastors, and I believe you're involved in this initiative too. Mm-hmm. Could you first tell us what the Street Pastor Initiative is all about?
Well, so we've been running now since the 1st of November 2013. Street Pastors operates in all sorts of towns and cities around the UK. Street Pastors began originally in the East End of London about 10 years ago. And the idea is that volunteers are spending time in their local community, normally on their local high street, on a Friday night and a Saturday night, helping people get home, helping people if they're lost, disoriented, upset, and being there for them and just trying to help ensure that the that your local high street is a good and safe place to be.
Yeah, lovely, great idea. What sort of reaction do you get from the people you're trying to help?
We are getting a fantastic reaction.
Yeah.
So, for example, we have bottles of water that we're able to give out if that helps people, depending on their situation.
Yeah.
We've also got gel shoes we can give out. So, if ladies are struggling in their high heels, maybe they're walking around in bare feet. They might be wet. There might be broken glass around. We've got gel shoes to give out. We've also got lollipops, which can help to calm down a tense situation. And I can actually tell you that since we launched, we've given out 24 pairs of gel shoes,
wow,
52 bottles of water, and over 120 lollipops.
Superb. Those high heels have got a lot to answer for, haven't they? Yeah. Now, so far, have you had any sort of difficult situations where you've needed assistance from the police at all?
There have been a whole variety of different situations. Personally, I've only been on two duties myself, so I've not been involved in any situations where the police have been around. But you know, we're not the police. We're coming from a very different situation. But you know, I've been there while other members of the team have been able to provide real assistance for people who are struggling and in need of a shoulder to cry on, maybe.
Yeah.
And also, we've had some fantastic conversations with door staff on the pubs and the clubs, and conversations with people who are out for the night as well.
Yeah, and you were telling me earlier that the door staff really welcome you guys there to
Absolutely.
Sort of help them along, yeah?
We currently operate from 9 p.m. until just after 1 a.m. But there are door staff at certain of the clubs who are now starting to say, we'd love you to be here when we close, when people are starting to leave, because we can see that there's a real need.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're well aware that the time will come when we'll be out until perhaps 2:30, maybe 3 a.m., being available for people as they're coming out of the club.
Really, it's fantastic. And of course, it's all voluntary, isn't it? You've got lots of volunteers, I believe. Yeah?
Absolutely. It's people from across the church in Billericay, so from all the churches. We've got a really big group. I can't remember exactly how many, but we've got a big group of volunteers, all trained, all on a rota, and we just absolutely love doing it. And the reaction from people on the high street has been fantastic.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Do you need more people to get involved?
We're always open to new people. In fact, we do have an information and recruitment evening coming up very, very soon. That's going to be at Billericay Baptist Church on the evening of Sunday, the 23rd of February, 7 p.m. So, you know, if anyone would like to come and find out more about what we're about and how to get involved, that's a good evening to come. But also, people are very free to pop in and see us on a Friday night or a Saturday night from 9 p.m. at the Hub, which is St Mary Magdalene, Billericay High Street. Pop in and say hello.
Fabulous. Another great project you're involved in then.
It's great. I mean, it's something that people from all the churches are doing. And, I'm one of the volunteers, but it's lovely to be involved with others too.
Wonderful. Well, there you go. Thanks, Warner. Let's move on to the big promise. You must be a busy man. You're also involved in this one. Perhaps you can remind us what that one's all about.
It's good to be busy. Yes, yep. Tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Saturday. And, the big promise. National Marriage Week have been seeking to do something every year over a long period of time to encourage marriage. So tomorrow on Billericay High Street, we've got 28 couples who will be renewing their marriage vows, their wedding vows with each other. But they'll be doing that at exactly the same time as couples in at least 80 other locations around the country.
Yeah.
So we anticipate that there could be a new world record set tomorrow for people renewing their marriage vows at the same time. It's very exciting.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. So have you had a lot of interest in Billericay?
Absolutely. Yeah. The press have been interested. Obviously, yourself, Bob, and other radio stations as well.
Yep.
People have contacted us to register and to take part. There's a couple who will have been married 50 years this year, and they're really looking forward to renewing their marriage vows tomorrow. Another couple who got married in a hotel and said, "Oh, I really regret not having said our vows before God in church," and they're coming to renew their vows as well. So loads of interest, yes.
Fabulous. How many couples have you got now?
28 couples. 28, we've got coming.
Brilliant. And people can come along and sort of observe, or
absolutely, people can observe. You know, if people want to come and look on and watch and, you know, be part of what's happening, that'd be fantastic.
Right. So what's actually going to happen on the day then? It starts at 4:15,
so people turn up from 4:15. Yep. So the couples will be turning up to register. So to satisfy the Guinness Book of Records, they have to have pre-registered. Right. They'll be bringing along their marriage certificate. They'll get their photograph taken as a couple. There's other forms that we have to fill in for the Guinness Book of Records. 5 o'clock, the actual ceremony starts.
Okay.
5:15 is the renewal, so everyone around the country will be renewing their vows at 5:15. By 5:30, we'll be finished. There'll be a big wedding cake to cut and eat and some music. The press will take some photos. We'll take a photo of all the couples together, and then we'll go home and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Yeah, sounds absolutely wonderful. Let's hope we get some good weather. It's not looking that great.
It'll be lovely, Bob. You never arrange that.
Yeah,
you.
I'll do my best. Well, Warner, thanks for coming in again and telling us about that. Sounds fantastic, and wish you every success with
thank
that
you very
one.
Much.